this, I assure you, is the real me, provided, and live, provided you, it is March 16th and 4 p.m. If you agree with that statement, I'm live. If you don't agree with that statement, you're probably listening to the Sunday rebroadcast, 11 to noon. I can do the math. Thanks for being here. A piece of work is the show on WMCB in Greenfield. Bear with me. Thank you. WMCB in Greenfield. Let's dive right in. We always go to Australia in this show. Let's go right to Australia. This first block shall be Adelaide, Australia, followed by Hobart, Australia, followed by Munich, Germany, followed by a band who I think is from Canada, and I'll see if I can find information in the meantime, but I've looked twice now and can't find Zilch. I can find Zilch. I can talk right over myself. So, Adelaide, Australia. Be quiet, Michael. The broadcasting system here, I explained it last week, and until I find a better transition mechanism from Kent's laptop to mine, you're going to hear a little of last week's broadcast in between. It's sitting in our automation software, and we fade it up so that we can swap cables and all that jazz. You're listening to Piece of Work, show on WMCB, fixing that microphone. Show on WMCB on Mondays from 4 to 5 p.m. Rebroadcast on Sundays from 11 to noon. It is March 23rd. If you agree with that, then I'm live. Thanks for being here. If you want a reminder that the show's coming up and you spend all day on Instagram, follow the Instagram for the show. Piece of Work PV. PV stands for Pioneer Valley. Piece of Work PV on Instagram, playlists get posted there, and I'll always send out a little reminder. Any other things of note? No. But thank you for being here. We're going to start off today with, I'm going to start off by queuing up some music, so you can hear me typing, and as those close to me know, I can't do two things at once. I can't talk, can't chew bubble gum and walk, all these plagues. But I think I have what I need, so I can stop killing time. We're gonna start off with two from a great label that gets played on the show a lot called Post Present Medium out of LA. We're gonna hear one from New York on Post Present Medium and one from LA on Post Present Medium. Followed by two self-release songs, one from Rochester, New York, and one from Wailuku, Hawaii. I'm conflicted about this first song. It's pop music. There's no two ways about it. But it's on that label that I like. And one of the fellas, according to Discogs, was in the band of local pals, Sunburned Hand of the Man, at some point. According to Discogs. I dropped that in my present band chat, which contains one of the members of Sunburned. I didn't get any details on when, why, no stories. Nonetheless, let's hear some pure pop from this New York band, a duo called Callahan and Witcher. Witcher, W-I-T-S-C-H-E-R. A song called Rather Be Alone featuring FGS. It's the first or second single from an album coming out later this year called Sorry to Hear That. Here on Piece of Work, here on WMCB, here on 107.9 FM, Last in the Dial, First in Our Hearts. I'm hearing nothing. I bet you're with me. Okay, the volume was down. I installed some nonsense volume booster, too. Adds compression, lets you EQ your computer. Let me turn that off. We don't want any of that nonsense. And then, without further ado, and perhaps a little more ado, let's try this again. There's going to be a little more ado. Perhaps a lot of ado. When the Sam Hill is going on. Okay. Third time's a charm. All right. Bandcamp to the rescue. A theme these days, right? Actually, that's not going to help. Switch laptops. I'm going to live tweet this, right? Bandcamp. Callahan. Good thing I just spelled the name for you because it's still in my memory bank. S-C-H-E-R. Yeah, there we go. All right. I'll get my other laptop sorted out in the meantime. Thanks for your patience.
The reason why I'm so emotional, because this is my first time that I've ever performed without any cocaine, without any pill, without any ecstasy.
How long have we been sitting here without saying what we mean? Seems like you are somewhere else, somewhere I live briefly. We circle the same loop, can't defend what I can't name. The blames were all when I walk alone, when my brain's wired in this way. Was it something I said when you knew it wouldn't pay off? Let's have a toast for the douchebags, right, who will never take a day off.
I know you wanna be there when I get home, but I'd rather be alone now. Is that a crime? It's not that I don't like you, it's something deeper.
Saying drifts away. You just finished half your drink. The hours drifts on like a field. Last thing I wanna do is think the same shit every time. Is it me or you to blame? I never can defend myself when my brain plays its wicked game. Was it something I said when you knew I wasn't in it? Let's have a toast for the assholes who will never take a minute.
I know you wanna be there when I get home, but I'd rather be alone now. Is that a crime?
Don't put me in a box, nothing like that, and I'm gonna switch it up.
It's not that I don't like you, it's something deeper. I'd like to make it work, but I don't have time.
So I'm gonna say something, and I'm gonna keep this real, and I'm gonna keep it 100 with y'all. Sometimes I just play too much. Sometimes I just be doing too much. I do, I play too much. I'm friends with these people, we have fun backstage, and I don't know how to separate the backstage curtain from on stage curtain. Like, I am who I am, whatever I am, these my people, and we have. relax. Silly backstage meth fun. And I don't lie to turn that off. And I gotta learn it. Because I know that it can be offensive to some people. But sometimes I just play too much. And in that moment, I was playing too much. I should have been playing out there in front of y'all. I should have kept that to myself and had fun with them the way I do when we acting a fool. But sometimes I get on my own nerve. And when I was doing it, it seemed fun. But when I saw the clip, yeah, it's too much.
Like, it seems like you'll get millions of dollars. You'll do this. You'll have all these chicks. You'll be at the Playboy Mansion, blah, blah, blah. No, that ain't what it's about.
No.
I know I'm going to be so crazy that, like, I can't even talk anymore, but I can f***ing fly. Like, it will be rad. I'll just wander about. No one can stop me. No one can do anything. I'll just show up wherever I want to. I can buy whatever I want. One day.
Slow start to that song. I thought I had yet more technical issues. In the end, it was one technical issue. I figured it out, but not before installing one piece of software, a friendly fire casualty, that uninstall. It's not coming back either. It was a cabling issue. You're listening to Piece of Work. Thanks for your patience and that rocky start. We just heard Gus Engelhorn, former pro skater turned musician, a song called Pepperina from the new record, The Broken Balladeer, key of Waluku, Hawaii. I've never been there. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Self-released. I know about that. And that record was produced by Paul Leary of the Butthole Surfers. And the third listen to that song, I thought, oh yeah, I can kind of hear that. I do like the mouth harp. Boing, 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 boing. I thought it was a didgeridoo at first, but credits say mouth harp. Before that, from Rochester, New York, Shep Treasure. That's S-H-E-P space Treasure. Song called Cold Air. It's also self-released. Nice job, Shep. I don't think that's her name. Song called Cold Air. Did I say that? It came out on a record called Blanket this year. Before that, a band we've played before, Semi Trucks from LA. That's two different words. Semi space trucks. On the Great Post Present Medium label, a song called Lou and Eddie. That was kind of a sound collage at the end, so it might have sounded like six different songs. All one, 4-minute song. Came out last year on Georgia Overdrive, their latest release. Set began with a duo called Callahan and Witcher. A song called I'd Rather Be Alone featuring FGS. This is a single from Sorry to Hear That, a record that's coming out on Post Present Medium. Later this year, they're a New York duo. One of them was in Sunburned, Hand of the Man at some point, so perhaps a local boy gone to the big city to make pop music good. This is Piece of Work, a show on WMCB. Maybe you're dialed to 107.9 FM, LPFM. I think we're supposed to say it means low power. I always say, I don't believe we're low power. And we're moving our antenna up to the roof here. It's going to be a lot higher than it used to be. Get ready, Deerfield. Brattleboro, I bet you're excited. We always go to Australia on this show. We often go to Canada and Germany too. Let's do it all now. It's going to be Melbourne, Australia, Montreal, Canada, Quebec, Canada, Cologne, Germany. We'll start off with The Judges from Melbourne. A song called Top Gun. Came out in 2023 on an album called Judgment Day, co-released between Total Punk, the US label, and Anti-Fade, the Australian label. Thanks for listening to Piece of Work here on WMCB.
All there is like Hot Pockets and burritos and hot dogs and, you know, a Denny's, you throw eggs at you. And
Cooking.
Yeah.
You're listening to Piece of Work on WMCB. My name is Mike. I'll be here for 22 more minutes, and then I bet Vincent Dan Gogh will be here to bring you a live edition of Voyager 3 Live. We just heard from Kratzen with a K, a band from Cologne, Germany, self-released, good for you, Kratzen, an album called 3, as in 3 Roman numerals. The one before that was Zui, and I don't remember what the first album was called. It came out in 2025. That song was called Nur So, N-U-R space S-O. And I want you to know the S-O, both letters were lowercase. Before that, from way back in 2018, from Quebec, Canada, a band called Victim. I want you to know all the letters are capitalized and there's an E at the end. So it's not the English spelling of Victim. It's Victim with an E at the end. This song looks something like Herbis et Curiosities. The album looks something like Les Femmes Taupe, Taupe, T-A-U-P-E. Again, that's from Canada. Before that, Barnacle, also from Canada, Montreal, to be specific. A song called The Edge from, I think it's their first release, a single, two-song single, self-released, good for you, Barnacle. And the set began. We always go to Australia. We went to Australia. Melbourne. We often go to Melbourne. We did again. The Judges from 2023's Judgment Day that came out. Split release on Antifade and the U.S. label Total Punk. Song called Top Gun. They were singing, "The movie makes me want to kill." That song also had reindeer bells. I don't know if that's what... There's probably a better name for them, but those bells on a stick that you shake... very effective. I really like it. Reindeer bells is what I call them. We're going to hear now from a band that I can't figure out much about. They're on a label called Kill Enemy, which is a Pittsburgh label. The band's called United Stare, and there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of info on the internet. I didn't look all that hard. The song's called Burning the City from a release that just came out that the bands I follow are very excited about. Voice of Change is the name of the 7-inch. Burning the City is the song. I think I said all this, but I'm going to repeat the band name. United Stare, here on Piece of Work. Thanks for listening.
My other friend I was on a little trip with, and I live with him in New Orleans, and he's like my roommate. Or it's his house. I just always stay, you know. I'm like his roommate that comes and goes. And
We finished that block with some math rock from the Two Coasts. At the end there was The Case, a local band. Their Bandcamp says they're from Massachusetts, but I have it on decent authority that it's Western Massachusetts. To be more precise, before that, we heard from Hay Fork, California band Vulture Feather, sounding a lot like Lungfish to my ear, but I like it. And I like Lungfish. Vulture Feather did a song called The Secret from last year's release Craving and Aversion. Before that, from Savannah, Georgia, formerly a long-running Philadelphia band, Photon Band. A song called I Was Free, I Was Fried, from 2023's release Pure Photonic Matter, Volume 2, self-released. Good job, Photon Band. Set began with a band whose locale I cannot determine. If you know it, go follow the Instagram page, Piece of Work PV, and then message me and tell me where the band United Stare is from. S-T-A-R-E. United Stare put out a release just this week. Voice of Change is the name of the 7-inch. Came out on Kill Enemy Records from Pittsburgh. Burning the City is the name of that one. That catches us up. We have 5 minutes left. Behind me, the bed music, is a band called Brood X from Cleveland, Ohio. Apparently members who were once involved with the Terminal Lovers, a band from Cleveland I loved and used to play in my second radio show ever back on WMBR in Cambridge. Brood X, anyway, is from Cleveland. They're playing at Hootke's tomorrow night with Sunburned Hand of the Man and Tony Pescarosa's solo project, The Eye. We got 4 minutes left. We're going to hear... well, before we go there, I mentioned the Instagram account. Follow there if you want to see the playlists. If you want to hear the old archives, you can download the MP3s. Got a crappy commute? Allow past shows to keep you company. You can stream them or download them from wmcb.net. Surf around, look for the Piece of Work page, and you'll find them. Playlists are there too. We're going to close out with another Cleveland band. Oh, how about that? Not even planned. Coincidence. Song called Model Actress. No slash there. Just Model Actress. Band's called Suitor. They have a new record out on Feel It Records, the Cincinnati or Cleveland label, record store, occasional venue, all things. Suitor doing Model Actress. Thanks for tuning in to Piece of Work this week, and I'll see you next week, provided it's not one of those weird Monday holidays.